We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He'll be on the call on Fox this weekend along with Rondae Barber of the Browns taking on the Raiders. Browns on the West Coast. The great Kenny Albert is with the Bull on the Fox. Kenny, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We're excellent. We're pumped. I mean, folks are reacting to a win. I'm sure you saw, you know, the video of fans here going crazy, the fridges opening up, and everybody being excited. It almost felt like a Super Bowl win, but now back to reality. Now you're trying to put some wins together, and, you know, the Raiders are 0-3, and so everybody at least here feels like that the Browns have a chance to win again this week. Well, what's your take, your early take on the matchup here?
Well, Adam, it was certainly exciting to watch. You know, normally we're all working games on Sunday, so we don't get to see our next two teams until, Monday morning or Monday afternoon. But the fact that that game was played on a Thursday night against the Jets, the whole country was watching. I was still at home before heading down to Houston for my game last weekend, and it was exciting. You know, it certainly took some time to get going. The first quarter, into the second quarter, kind of a slow start for both teams. But once Baker Mayfield came in, you could just sense the excitement, the presence that he brought to the Browns, not only the offense, but the entire team. And it certainly became a national story pretty quickly. And when you look at this week's matchup with the Raiders, a team that's gotten off to strong starts, they've had a lead at halftime in every game. They've scored on their first drive in every game, but they haven't been able to finish. And an 0-3 start for John Gruden, so they're in desperate need of a victory, even more so than the Browns.
When you look at Baker Mayfield and what he did in that game, obviously that spark, you talked about it a little bit. Were you surprised that he had that much success in his first game? I mean, going out there and just going right down the field and obviously being down 14-0 and bringing them all the way back. You know, we all know what he did at Oklahoma, and he's the number one overall pick. But for him to just to go right in there off the bench and have that success.
Right. I mean, I think there's a couple of ways to look at it. You know, first of all, he was the first overall pick, so obviously the talent's
sure
there. Not having started the first three games, sitting behind Tyrod Taylor and watching. You know, that's not a bad thing. And I know mm-hmm. Baker referenced that this week. When you look at historically, you know, I know the last 5, 6, 7, 10 years, we've seen some of those high draft picks at the quarterback position start immediately. But, you know, you go back not too far, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is the best example, a guy who sat his first 3 years behind Brett Favre just watching and not really getting an opportunity to play. You know, even in Eli Manning in 2004, sitting for the first half of the season behind Kurt Warner. I think back to Donovan McNabb in 99 with the Eagles. Ironically, it was Doug Peterson as the starting quarterback for the first half of that season. And McNabb goes on to play in 5 championship games. Manning goes on to win 2 Super Bowls. Rodgers wins a Super Bowl. So not the worst thing in the world, you know, to sit at least at the start. You know, in Mayfield's case, it was only 2.5 games before he got an opportunity. But I think there is something to that. You know, this year we've seen it both ways. Sam Darnold started right from the outset for the Jets, but with Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and Baker Mayfield, they obviously had to wait a little while. But he comes in, you know, the adrenaline is flowing, I'm sure. It's a Thursday night, the whole world's watching, and he certainly proved why, at least in the second half of the game against the Jets, why the Browns picked him with that first overall selection.
We're talking with longtime play-by-play man Kenny Albert. He'll be on the call. The Browns on Fox, of course. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock. Our time, Browns taking on the Raiders. And there's a lot of relationships here, Kenny. Obviously, Hugh Jackson and John Gruden have worked together. Hugh Jackson has a relationship with Oakland from his 1 year there as head coach, and he was a coordinator before that. So what is that a storyline for you, like kind of the relationships here between the teams a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely is, Adam. You know, and I think you find it from week to week, but in this case, even more so. You mentioned the two head coaches. They go back all the way to 1989 at the University of Pacific, and yeah. Hugh Jackson obviously coaching the Raiders to an 8-8 season, which You look back at the post-Gruden era with the Raiders from 2002 to last year, not much success, only two playoff appearances. And Hugh Jackson had a pretty good year, but they had a management change, and he was obviously out. But you do have those relationships. You know, there aren't too many secrets anyway, but when you know one another, you know, two head coaches or whether it's a head coach and a coordinator, you know, I think you try to get an edge any way you can.
What do you get a sense of how the Raider Nation has received Gruden so far, especially after the Khalil Mack trade?
Yeah, you know, I've kind of been following it from the outside, you know, as you guys have. I'll have a much better sense the next couple of days. We'll go to the Raiders practice facility tomorrow and watch practice and sit down with some of the players and coaches. And obviously, my partner, Rondé Barber, played for Gruden, won a Super Bowl with John in Tampa, so I know they have a real good relationship dating back over a decade, back to the 2002 Super Bowl season. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. It's a 10-year contract that Gruden signed. The Raiders will be a team in transition, you know, leaving Oakland in a couple of years, heading to Vegas. So there's a lot of storylines there, but 0-3 certainly not what they had in mind to start the season. They had a real tough opponent, obviously, in the Rams the first week, and then had to go on the road at Denver, at Miami. And like I said earlier, they've gotten off to good starts. They've scored touchdowns on two of the opening drives, a field goal on the other. They've had leads at halftime, but just haven't been able to hold on. A lot of injuries on the defensive side. And the Mack story, you know, we all have seen how that has played out over the first 3 weeks. So, but definitely get a better sense of it tomorrow once we go to practice and speak to Gruden and some of the other coaches.
Hey Kenny, have the Barber brothers ever tried to fool you by pretending to be one or the other?
You know, I had the opportunity to work with both of them three times now. Tiki was in the booth with us as well last year for a Giants-Buccaneers game, the teams that both Barber brothers played for. And then he was our sideline reporter this year for the first 2 weeks for the Giants-Jaguars and then the Buccaneers-Eagles. And they haven't tried to fool me yet. I could tell the difference. There's a little bit of a difference when you look at them. I've heard stories, though, about them. You know, back in the day, Rondé tells a story about going to New York to visit his brother and actually wearing a Tiki Barber jersey in the streets of Manhattan. I think that threw off some people. But great guys, real smart guys, a lot of fun to work with. And like I said, Tiki was with us the first 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll have some more opportunities with him later in the season.
Do you find generally, Kenny, when you're preparing for these games, you know, you have an interaction with the coach that you know, the other media, when you do these press conferences and stuff, it's a different situation than when you kind of sit down with the coach getting ready for the broadcast. Do you find generally coaches are open with you, or at least what you believe to be open with you, or do you think they're still even guarded even in that setting?
I think they really run the gamut. You know, it goes both ways. Sometimes they are pretty open, and, you know, it's not a lot of X's and O's with some of them. It's more just background on players and their systems, et cetera. But, yeah, sure, there are some guys that are a lot more open than others. I think back to Jeff Fisher, who used to give us some insight on some trick plays he would run, and just so we were aware, and obviously we couldn't share the information with anybody, but he was always real, real open, and he's actually working a game for Fox this weekend, so now he's on the media side. But, you know, I think a lot of times it's the coordinators who are a little more open. And not, you know, none of them have ever really said this to us, but oftentimes those are the guys who are going for those head coaching jobs, and they probably want you to talk about them and show them. So they might be a little more open as far as that goes, because it could lead to you know, some publicity for them and head coaching jobs down the road. You know, Belichick's a guy that I get asked about often, and given that he's been in the AFC, Fox does primarily NFC games, so we've only had him four or five times through the years, and it's pretty much known, you know, he's not going to answer many questions about his team, so don't even go there. But I will say this, when you get him going on a number of other subjects, such as Lawrence Taylor or his days with the Giants, or one prime example, we did a game a couple of years ago when I worked with Moose Johnston, and Moose was on the Super Bowl committee in Dallas with Roger Staubach at the time. And when Moose passed along a hello from Roger to Bill Belichick, that led to a 40-minute conversation with Bill telling us how just about everything he learned and everything he knows about football came from when he was around his father, who was a coach on the 1964 Naval Academy team. And it was great stuff, and we were able to share some of it on the broadcast. So it's not always what you're going to get about their current team, the current players, but sometimes you get some background info and stories that are a lot of fun to listen to, and we try to share those on the air sometimes as well.
Glad to be joined by Kenny Albert, who's on the call, of course, on Fox, Browns Raiders on Sunday, 4 o'clock Eastern. Hey, Kenny, you look at the NFL right now, and there's nothing that's a given. You know, the Rams have been great. You know, it's been a surprise to watch Pat Mahomes, you know, off to a great start there. But everything else is sort of up in the air. You know, the Patriots are off to a rocky start. The reason I bring all that up is because the Browns sit at 1-1-1, and Baker Mayfield brings this renewed life to the team. And they've got a great defense. Is there a chance that the Browns could actually be a surprise team this year?
Yeah, why not, Dustin? I mean, you look. It's funny you mentioned the 1-1-1 record. There are actually four teams that are 1-1-1
right now. Yeah, crazy.
You know, absolutely. I think when you look at this Browns defense, I haven't worked a Browns game, I think, since 2015. And I'm real excited to watch them play on Sunday. And it's one of those rare AFC-AFC matchups on Fox, one of the cross-flex games. There are about 9 or 10 of those throughout the season, so a little bit different for us. But, you know, we couldn't be more excited. When we received the assignment back in June, you had Gruden, you had Baker Mayfield, so many other storylines. And I think, you know, right now, multiply that by 10 with what's gone on over the first 3 weeks.
We're talking with longtime play-by-play man Kenny Albert. Kenny, you know, you talk about I expect there to be a big Browns fans presence in the stadium. But also, obviously, we know their fans are, you know, wild and crazy there. But I wonder, because of the team getting off to a bad start, and even though they've played decently in each game, their own three, and with the team moving, I wonder if that dynamic changes. Do you expect their fans to still be wild and rabid and crazy, or is there more of a lull because of the 0-3 and the team soon going to Vegas?
Right. It's probably a combination. You know, I would think a portion of the crowd certainly still be the wild and rabid Raider fans that we've known and come to watch, you know, during our lifetimes. But it is kind of a bizarre scenario with the team moving in a couple of years. So I was out there last year in late November. It was the game against the Giants when Geno Smith actually started for Eli Manning. And the fans, you know, that day were just as passionate as they've always been. But the Raiders, you know, they need a win. And, you know, going to 0-4 will not make those fans very happy. So we'll see. But it certainly is an interesting dynamic, given that the team's gone in a couple of years.
Kenny, last thing. I know, you know, you've called baseball, football, basketball, college football, hockey, Olympics. Maybe I missed something. What's the most sports you ever did play-by-play for in 1 week? Most different sports? Have you done three in a week?
I actually have, believe it or not, and I do have that coming up. October's the month where it's the only month where it can happen, where you can do all four, and I'm real fortunate to be involved in all four of the major sports. So there have been weeks with hockey. A couple of years I've done the baseball playoffs, and I'll be on one of the NLDS series next week. So in the course of about 12 days, I think this coming October, I'll hit all four: football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Those are the most fun times. Obviously, challenging as far as getting all the homework done, but a lot of fun, and it does happen in a couple of weeks.
That's awesome. It's always great to listen to you, and thank you so much for the time, Kenny. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, Adam. Thanks, Dustin. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.